Hello.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Hi, Rebecca. Let me see if I can grab the order number. Actually, the reason for my call is the oddest thing. I got a message in my Amazon account to contact XPO regarding a delivery because it says that they attempted to make the delivery on the 11th and was unable. Well, I know that's
more likely
true for a fact because. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say with Amazon orders, it's more likely that transit has been delayed on that product so that the original scheduled date was probably not, the product was probably not available. With the writing and major cities, a lot of transit has been slowed down, basically. A lot of truck drivers are refusing to go through certain areas until it's calmed down. So it's a big old mess,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, all of that I understand. I was just shocked because it says delivery attempted June 11th. And then when you click on it, it's like telling me you guys tried to deliver, couldn't for me to contact you.
I said no,
because if I am mistaken, I talked to somebody to confirm a schedule to deliver. And then I'm looking at a tractor, and it's showing that it actually just got to Romulus today. So I'm like, how did it come to deliver on the 11th?
So
it wasn't even there.
It probably got routed because it was in there for the 11th. And then when they went to load the truck, the product wasn't there. Is the phone number that you're calling me from the one that your order is associated with?
And I got a tracking number to help you.
Well, we like to make sure we have the right phone number because so much of this process needs a good phone number. Can you verify the name, address, and the email on the order?
Rhonda Smith. My email, showing there should be makesomeonesmiletoday@gmail.com. Address 3929 Hearns Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48310.
Yeah, it had a scheduled date for the 19th, and it got routed, and then the product is still not released for scheduling. If it just arrived, because our warehouse is actually in Canton, so I would imagine that the SD's terminal, that they use SD's to ship their product to us, is in Romulus. So once that product arrives to our warehouse in Canton, we can go ahead and get you scheduled. My concern
it's so
is,
odd because it says right here on the 12th, it's like on the 12th it says package left Fort Worth, Texas. That's why I was like, how did they attempt to deliver it on the 11th if it's just leaving Texas on the 12th? You know what I'm saying? The day after. I said, oh, this is all messed up. I ain't going to pay it no mind. But I think I scheduled a delivery with somebody for this Friday, but I told her she wanted to bring it earlier, she could. So when I got that, I said, let me call because this is just
that
all
makes
up.
Sense because the expected receipt date is tomorrow, and that gives them time to get the product in release for scheduling and staged to go on a truck on Friday. So you're all
so
good over here. It was just the item had not arrived, and we also switched your hub over to our new system recently, which may have caused some weirdness with the tracking, but Amazon expects to have it to our warehouse from the SD's facility on Tuesday.
Just making sure, because I talked to one person who was told one thing, my email said another thing, Amazon said another, and I'm so confused because I'm reading the tracking. I'm like, how did they try to deliver it on the 11th if it's leaving Texas on the 12th? Then I'm looking at Thursday. Canton called me because it's shown carrying able to contact recipient.
Right.
Me.
That's the
and
warehouse.
That was before I called them back. Yeah.
Right. And they were probably calling because your item hadn't arrived yet. Amazon's one of the few clients that we left schedule with the customer prior because they usually have such a good handle on their logistics. But with everything going crazy right now, everything's gone crazy right now. I can tell you I've had a package from a friend. I bought a record from a friend that's been sitting at the Detroit USPS facility for since last Tuesday.
Almost a month.
It still hasn't moved from there.
Yeah, because I was going to say I had a little with there, But I know with you guys, usually even when I set up the scheduled delivery, you guys always call me earlier. Either I'll look and I'll see, like say for instance, if I schedule it from what Amazon tell me to pick, I might pick someday in July. I'll just happen to log on and check and realize it'll be sitting in you guys' warehouse like, as of now, just waiting for me, for my delivery. Because sometimes I'll call and they're like, oh, we can bring it now if you want it. because it's always there much earlier. So
before
that's
the
why
crazy.
This threw me off. But again,
yeah,
but with this COVID, you just don't know. That's why I'm like, let me
it's
make sure, because I didn't know if it get lost or damaged or whatever.
It's a matter of COVID causing driver shortages, and then there being truckers that aren't willing to go into bigger cities right now because of the unrest. So it's definitely caused issues with transit for everything. But according to Estes, your item should be in our facility by the 16th, making that Friday date viable. And then if you keep up with your tracking, it should show you once it's released for scheduling at XPO. If you use that XPO tracking number the phone number at track.xpo.com, it'll show you your ticket with us. And right now it'll say the item is not there, but it is scheduled for the 19th. Are you at track.xpo.com? Because Amazon tracking might differ from that.
Because
we wouldn't have the tracking information on our end for the freight portion of the journey.
This could be something different because it's showing me that the package arrived in Wyoming at 6:42 a.m. Mm-hmm. So this is probably through the Amazon stuff and not on yours. But go on XPO website. You say
if you go to track.xpo.com, not www, but track.xpo.com.
Okay, I got you. Just the track.
.xpo.com, and then you'll put in that XPO tracking number in the first box where it says retailer reference number, and then you would put in the phone number on the order in the second box, and it would bring it up. Right. Right now it should show you that it's scheduled for the 19th, and then once that product's been released for scheduling into our warehouse, that second circle segment will light up to show you that it's at the warehouse.
Oh, okay, right here. Okay. Well, I guess Friday is fine. I didn't know how they do it. And whoever I talked to, I told them if they find that they're coming in the Sterling Heights area, if they want to bring mine, like if it helps them to keep from having to, do mine in this area by itself. You know, sometimes it's like.
Oh, you're in our local
it
radius.
It would be easier if something could have went out earlier. But,
we come out to your area Monday through Saturday. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, just confirming, because like I said, Amazon stuff can be confusing, and with a lot of stuff that's going on now, just want to be careful, because I know someone has to be here to sign. So.
Yes, it's definitely changed the nature of things, but you should get a confirmation call on the 18th, and then you can always go to that tracking site just to ensure that that second segment is lit up. That would mean that we got that product in and released it for scheduling so that it could go on the truck on Friday.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. If there's nothing further, I thank you very much for calling XPO. You take care.
Okay. You have a good day. Stay safe.
You
bye-bye.
Too. You as well. Bye.